So, Philippa, you're about to leave with the Pope on his aeroplane, and you're going to travel across the Atlantic on a trip which takes the Pope to two nations, Mexico first and then Cuba. Why is the Pope going to these two Latin American nations? Let's begin with Mexico first, then. Is there a specific reason?
This is his second visit to Latin America. You will remember he went back in 2007 to Aparecida in Brazil for the opening of that big conference on the evangelization of Latin America. And this, in a sense, is a kind of follow-up to that. 5 years on from that big Aparecida meeting, this is a chance to talk to all of the bishops from across Latin America who will be coming to Mexico, to this city called León, right in the middle of the country. Geographically, this is the centre, the heartland of Mexico. It's also a very significant place because it's here that they have built a big bicentennial park, and the Pope will be saying Mass in this park. Many of the countries of Latin America, including Mexico, are celebrating. They're in the middle of celebrating the bicentenaries of their independence.
Mexican independence from Spanish rule.
No? Mexican independence, yes, was marked in 2010. This big park was built then. So the Pope, from the heart of this country, below this enormous statue of Cristo Rey, which symbolises so much of Mexico's history, the conflicts between church and state over the past century, from this very significant place for Mexico, he will actually be addressing the bishops and the people of all of Latin America.
He has a message of hope there in Mexico for the continent, in a sense, no?
But also very specifically for the country itself. As you know, Mexico today is a country really deeply divided. There is a great problem of poverty in many areas, a very small minority of very wealthy people and the vast majority of very poor people struggling to get by. And of course, deeply affected by the drug violence, which is perhaps one of the most infamous reasons why Mexico is normally in our newspapers and on our televisions, the drug-related violence. I imagine he will mention this, as he will probably address the question of migration. So many people from other parts of Latin America trying to get into Mexico, and so many people trying to get from Mexico into the United States in search of a better life, away from the poverty, in their ideal view of a better life, away from the poverty and away from the violence. So these will be important issues on his agenda, I'm sure.
Of course, Mexico is the country where Pope John Paul II started out on his journeys, and he went back there various times, isn't it? Pope Benedict will be going in the footsteps of John Paul II, certainly.
There's very much a theme of continuity. You're absolutely right on this visit. It was the first country that he visited, or it was a part of his first pastoral journey back in 1979, just a few months after he was elected to the See of Peter. And he visited three times during the 1990s, and again in the year 2002, one of the last half dozen or so places that he visited before he died in 2005. So he was a hugely, and remains a hugely popular figure with the Mexican people. In fact, over the past year, a relic from Blessed John Paul II, a phial of his blood, has actually been travelling around the country to the different dioceses. And I think something like 27 million people have been out to come out to actually see this relic and to pray again and to remember the figure of John Paul II. Now, that's about a quarter of the population, so you can see the kind of following he has. And there are great expectations that this visit of Pope Benedict will once again make the Catholic population of Mexico feel that they're very much remembered here in the Vatican, remembered by the Pope and kept in his prayers.
So, Philippa, from Mexico to Cuba, it's a three-hour flight on which you'll be as well, and the Pope will land once again in the footsteps of John Paul II in Cuba.
That's right. Pope John Paul went to Cuba 14 years ago, back in 1998. We're landing, first of all, as you say, in Santiago de Cuba, on the eastern end of the island, with a very specific purpose of visiting the shrine of Our Lady of Charity, of El Cobre, the patron saint of the island of Cuba. There is a fantastic story around the finding, the rediscovery of this image of Our Lady of Charity. 1930 by three fishermen, and it's the 400th anniversary of this rediscovery of this image of Our Lady. And the image of Our Lady of Charity has been travelling all around Cuba for the past year. They've had a big jubilee year for this event, and so the Pope in a very symbolic way will go there to the shrine and will pray, recite the prayer to Our Lady of Charity of El Cobre. And so that will be the first part of his visit to Cuba. From there, we then go on to Havana, of course, the capital, and it's there that he will meet with the president, Raul Castro. As you probably know, there's quite a lot of speculation as to whether he will meet with his elderly brother, Fidel Castro, the leader of Cuba's revolution, but I imagine we won't know that until it's actually happened. And he will also there celebrate a final mass in Havana before flying back to Rome, before leaving the country on March the 28th.
So they're free masses overall, free outdoor masses, no? One in Mexico and two in Cuba.
Exactly.
So the Cuba leg of the trip is more centred on charity then, no? Did you say that?
Yes, again, because Our Lady of Charity, of course, is the patron of Cuba, and also because, again, a big problem with poverty in the island. I've talked to some of the people working there, people connected to Caritas, which does incredible work trying to provide many of the social services of which there is such great need and which the government in many cases is unable to provide. There's a lot of Caritas projects, for example, working with the elderly, many of whom are abandoned on their own, living in desperate conditions. Also a number of projects with handicapped children, trying to support families and support young people as well, trying to provide them with some kind of incomes, micro projects and so on. So a lot of work being done there in the field of charity. And yes, I think this will be an important theme that the Pope will be addressing there. But also a question of dialogue, I think, will be high on the agenda. You know, Cuba is still a country suffering the effects of the US embargo, and there's a great need for dialogue both within the island itself and also with the diaspora, with the large Cuban community that lives just not too far away across the water in Miami in the United States. And many of these people, there's a lot of connections. It's a lot easier now to communicate between the island and between the United States. But I think this theme of dialogue for the good of all the people of Cuba will again be high on the Pope's agenda.